It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Miami-Dade Arts Calendar features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Now, contributor Judith Bishop takes a look at the 29th anniversary season of an award-winning local theater, now in their new dramatic performance space.
Autumn is always an exciting time in the art world. Television networks launch their new seasons. Museums mount fall exhibitions, and theater companies premiere their new offerings. Here in South Florida, one of those companies is the New Theater. Founded in 2006, their hallmark is staging small, intimate dramas in small, intimate venues. Those venues have changed over the years, perhaps complicating the delicate art of presenting meaningful theater. The company is currently and happily housed at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center in Cutler Bay. The New Theater is headed by Artistic Director Ricky J. Martinez. He is a Miami-born Cuban-American who calls Miami home. He's a graduate of the New World School of the Arts, an actor, dancer, and choreographer. He's performed in West Side Story and A Chorus Line, as well as Shakespearean classics. Martinez is also an accomplished playwright, and it is his vision that will shape the upcoming season at New Theater. Ricky J. Martinez, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you.
New Theater prides itself on offering a combination of contemporary and classical works. When you first start out, Tabula Rasa, you're developing your new season. Is there a magic formula? Is there sort of one from column A approach? And how do you weigh the artistic, the economic, and also practical considerations?
I wish there was a magic formula. I think every season is a new kind of a new tabula rasa, like you said, a new starting point. And what happens is that for the new works, particularly, I go throughout the nation and I start hearing what the next beat, the next heartbeats that's starting up and playwright voices. The classics is always kind of easy. It always goes back to kind of what play I would really love to produce, to direct, and to have our community actually experience. This year's is like 12 Angry Men, and I've always, you know, I've been fascinated with that one. But I always go, you know, that's the easiest point, actually. I start with the classics first, kind of map out either two or one. And then obviously always as a producer, you have to kind of realize the classics were in for huge casts. So I have to deal with that. And then I kind of, you know, dribble down from there.
Now, once you isolate the plays that you're going to produce, I guess the next step is the auditions. Paint a verbal picture for us. What happens? How many actors show up? Are they invited? Is it an open casting call? And how do you make those selections, those important choices?
Sure. We have about 2 days of auditions, 8 hours each. So it's long days and 5-minute increments. So you can see up to like, almost, 8 hours divided by five. I mean, it's a lot of actors, and you get to see the new ones that are starting off. You get to see people that have moved in that are now calling South Florida their home, and you get to see the strong, beautiful actors that we have in this community come out and represent. And sometimes I imagine in my head what actor would get such a role, but then you get these people that come in and just audition, and they blow you away. So then I have callbacks for each of the shows individually, and that's where it gets really fun. Because they get to play with the characters and I get to give them direction. I get to see how expansive their vocabulary, their acting vocabulary is. And then I get to see how I play with them and our guest directors as well.
You yourself are a director, you're an actor, you're a triple threat. You're also a playwright who had a great opportunity. You studied with Arthur Coppett and Tina Howe. What did you learn from them, from that experience?
Many, many things. But the most essential thing is humility as a writer. And to be always aware of your voice and not scared of your voice. So I've gone back. Actually, I just came back from a sabbatical, a 3-week sabbatical. That's enough for me as an artistic director. And I actually wrote a play that I had been wanting to write for 5 years. So I went back and I wrote that play and I got it accomplished. And that's kind of, you can't see it for those listeners, but I have a big, nice beard. And that's a vow that I made to Buddha to finish my actual play. And I did. And now I could shave it, but I've loved it so much that I think I'm going to keep it.
Okay, now that the play is written, what comes next? Are you going to produce it?
I hope too. First is the reading, kind of get actors to read it and hear it a couple times to get critique as well. And I've sent it out to a couple of dear friends, Tina being one of them, and see what she thinks and get some nice, delicious notes to use the knife, as David Mamet would say.
Yes, and I'm sure he has used it many, many times. Can you give us a hint? What's it about?
It's called Roof. It's my ode to Miami. It's based off of one of Key West old style, that house that I had here on Biscayne. And it all takes place on a roof. So it's five diverse characters speaking about arts and gentrification in Miami.
Well, maybe that'll be on next season's boards. And this season, you have a really busy agenda. You're starting off with something called The Cuban Spring. That is a new play by a local playwright, Vanessa Garcia. What's Cuban Spring about?
This is about a family, a beautiful family, dysfunctional family, that are all immigrants from Cuba. And they all came here to Miami at different points. So you have the Marail boat lift, Balseros, and then you have the Pedro Pang. So you have all different facets of the immigration to Miami and how they've assimilated here. But their daughter is a Cuban American. She's born here, and all these secrets that they hide from her. And so it's kind of like this discovery of who she really is and her roots.
Are the secrets at all political, linked to the Castros?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Good guess, huh?
Yes, a very good guess.
Well, up next in November and December, you have something called The Gospel According to Jerry. Who is Jerry and what is his gospel?
Well, you know, I think everybody's going to Google that one, right? Actually, Jerry is a made-up character that playwright duo Richard Crevelin and Erwin Kula, who's actually the brother of Mark Kula, our cantor, a local cantor here and rabbi. And it's about this gospel singer, an Afro-American gospel singer, and a Jewish rabbi who have a very controversial meeting and actually end up embracing each other's differences and celebrating their unity. So it's a really beautiful piece. And Jerry is the cantor. So it's almost a little bit of a love story, actually, a romantic love story. But it has a lot of controversy in it. So it should spark up a good conversations after the theater.
Do you do that? Do you have talkbacks after performances?
We do. And we have Sunday talkbacks usually for our first weekend, since we're at the new South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. We are trying to figure out if people would like to stay and be part of the talkbacks more.
Those are fascinating, really. And
very
sometimes
so.
The reaction from the audience is very interesting.
Oh, I love it. We love it. And the playwrights will be in town as well. So they definitely would love to hear that talkback.
Coming up later in the season, I think one of the best plays ever written, Reginald Rose's 12 Angry Men. I was so fortunate, I'm dating myself, to see the original on Broadway, and I think
wow.
I've seen the movie at least four or five times. It seems to have everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a law and order thing. It's racial. It's fathers and sons. It's goodness versus callousness. It's mystery. It's got it all.
And we have a stellar cast of the top male leading Miami actors. So I'm really, really excited for it. I can't wait to present it.
What a thrill to play the Henry Fonda role. Who's doing that?
Oh, I can't tell you quite yet. It hasn't been revealed.
It hasn't been revealed. Okay.
I'll
well, we wish
mystery.
You could reveal it here. And I bet the actor does too. you've got one that intrigues me as a woman. Women playing Hamlet.
Yes, this is a piece written by William Missouri Downs. He's a really up-and-coming playwright. He's our next Pulitzer winner. I truly believe that. And it is so smart and witty. And it's just a journey about a woman who auditions for Ophelia but gets cast as Hamlet. And how she is going to play this role.
That's a visionary or a confused director, one or the other, huh?
Exactly. All the rest of the ensemble is made up of all women, and they play like 25 roles. And it goes Sarah Bernhardt from the past. I mean, it goes through all these fun, fun, adventurous characters.
That sounds terrific.
Yeah, it is. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Another play that really has a lot of racial and social overtones is the award-winning Claiborne Park. And for those who don't know, that harkens back to A Raisin in the Sun that was written by the late Lorraine Hansberry. Set up that story a little bit. It's a sequel.
It's a two-part play. So if act one is it's like literally right after Raisin in the Sun. And then the second act is contemporary. And it just speaks to the gentrification of community. And I thought it would be the perfect kind of poem for the Cutler Bay area that we're in and what we really are dealing with in Miami. And the whole season has to do with tolerance. So it's the perfect ending of that.
I have one last question for you. You've been quoted as saying that you wanted to set up a theater row here in Miami.
Wow, where did you get that?
according to Google, that's what you said.
That is very true. That's very true. We don't have a theater row in Miami, and we so need it. I think we need a landmark area that people who are supporting theater can come to, like a Broadway. We need something like that that's attractive. And we have so much tourism. I mean, that would be a stellar spot. That would make so much money and have so many collaborations with restaurants and, so...
How is that going? Is it on the drawing board anywhere?
If you know about it, you let me know. I don't know about it yet, but I'm just trying to do as much as I can.
Well, you're doing a lot for the theater community here in Miami, and we thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith. I appreciate it.
For more information, log on to new-theater.org. And remember, theater is spelled the British way with R-E at the end. Or you can telephone 786-573-5300. Or 305-443-5909. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.